Hello? Is this thing on? It's 9:15. No, it's not. It's 9:55 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. Yes, spring ahead. I sprung. Well, I didn't spring. I barely hobbled, but I did put the... I've changed one of the clocks in my house. Luckily, most of them are on the network, so... I got up at 8:30, and by the time I ran to the coffee pot, it was 9:30. So, yeah, well, okay. It's March the 10th, 2019. 9:55, probably 9:56 by now. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's not quite 10 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday in March. It's chilly. It's not terrible. And I'm not even wearing my fleece hood, although my ears are complaining. But, brisk morning. See if I can remember how to do this. I'm having trouble with my right calf. I apparently stretched in my sleep and woke up with a completely knotted up calf. I don't. Perhaps it's because I haven't been walking. I don't think I've walked since the first of the month. Is this the second time this month? That's terrible. It's particularly terrible because I, in spite of my best intention, I also did not get on the treadmill. I need to unload the treadmill. It's covered with luggage for my trip. Glove has to stay on. It is too cold. It's 34. It's probably 36 by now. It's a beautiful day. There's a bit of cloudiness off in the distance, but overhead it's a beautiful blue sky day. I heard geese earlier. Yeah, focus. Let's see if I can keep one thought going for more than 40 seconds at a time. So not walking has caused all kinds of problems. Not meditating has just exacerbated those problems. I did do a walking meditation this morning. So it looks like today is day one. I need to do a sitting in silence practice and get back into that, to quiet my mind. It's been going crazy. It's been going 1,000 miles an hour in 12 different directions and getting nowhere, as you might imagine. I have written every day this month. I think over the course of the year so far, I've missed 7 days. So 1 week out of 10. Some of those days were not real good days, but I wrote. I'm still pecking away at the story. As I get further into it, it becomes easier and easier and easier to sink into the story, at least the line of the story that I'm writing now. The difficulty, I have never, ever written a story this way, in this manner, before. I have an outline, which is not completely without precedent. I have a lot of Otto's story. I have only part of Sarah's story. Right at the moment, I'm working backwards, a chapter at a time, backing through the outline. From the point where, well, I'm not gonna tell you, because that's a spoiler. You know Sarah leaves, but what happens would be a spoiler, so I'm not gonna talk about that, but. I'm working backwards. I'm working on Angela's story right now, Angela Pirano. I think I mentioned this before. Angela comes to take over from Jimmy. Jimmy gets pulled to home office in Dunsany Roads, and Angela is left holding the bag. And she's not really happy about it. She's not really pleased with being the older sister. And being stuck with St. Cloud while Jimmy gets dragged back to be heir apparent at HQ. At least that's the story. We don't know that for sure. We just know that the old man called him up and off he goes, leaving Angela in charge of Piranha Fisheries on St. Cloud. So it's an interesting challenge. It's an interesting idea. No, it's not a particularly interesting idea. It's an interesting challenge to write this highly fragmented story in a way that it comes together at the end. But it's clunky. God, it's so clunky. I can never remember if I've written this piece before. So I write it again. I probably have to go through and I'm like, I write 70,000 words. 10,000 more words and I'll have novel length. I'd be happy with 10,000 more words. But there's more story than that, so. So I need about 30,000 more words before the end of the month. Because at the end of the month is Camp Nano in April. And I'm doing Camp Nano. I want to do the first Barbarian book. At least get a draft of it. In April. And I've reserved a slot with Karen, so I need to have a draft to give to her April 1st, April Fool's Day. So, anyway, speaking of news, the newsletter is set up, ready to go. I have to put the schedule on. But the newsletter is set to go. The response has been amazing, I have to say. I'm sure there are a lot of people who really aren't interested in getting the newsletter, and I was remiss when I set things up. I only had people sign up, but I've had a half a dozen people say, you know, I really don't care about that. I just want to get the new release notices. So, first newsletter will have a link in it, so people can sign up just for the newsletter. I'm sorry, just for the new releases. I don't know how many will do it, but the response to the newsletter sign-up process, the three, actually it's four, there's a welcome and then there are three introductions, has been really outstanding. It's been really wonderful. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me, mug post. Okay, so I've had a lot of emails response, which is terrific. I love having email response. Okay, now the gloves can come off. I'm heading east. I've got the sun shining on me. It's warm. And I've got over 1,000 people signed up already. That hasn't been even, I don't think it's been 2 weeks yet. I think it's been about a week since I sent off the first email. So I'm quite pleased with the way the newsletter is going. The advertising is interesting. As near as I can tell, I haven't had any actual sales from the ad itself. I'm particularly tracking Ravenwood because I know I've got a lot of historical data that says Ravenwood sells one book a day. On average, one book a day. And gets about, well, I'll say another book a day in page reads. It's about 500 Kindle normalized pages long. So every 1,000 is another page, is another book. So the way it works out is that starting right around March 1st, which is when the first ads started appearing, I started selling more books, and I started getting more page reads. Now, the benchmark for this is QuarterShare. QuarterShare has not picked up anything. I advertise QuarterShare too, but most of the advertising is going against Ravenwood because I really want to see if I can calculate anything approaching return on investment in terms of direct advertising payout. But here's the thing. I've spent on all of the ads since the first of the month, I spent about, well, I think it's like $3.60. It was $3.65 this morning. And I've sold ...18 copies of Ravenwood, where 10 would have been, because today's the 10th, 10 would have been normal. So I've sold 8 extra copies. Plus, about an extra 10 copies worth of page reads from Kindle Unlimited, from KU, So I made about an extra, I don't know, $30 maybe, $40 on a $3.65 investment. My problem with this is that I spent way too much time tracking and data analyzing and coming up with ads and messing around with it. You know, I'm grateful for the extra $30-$40. But that's like $4 a day. So I really need to do a little bit more. I said I was going to work with this for a year, and I'm going to work with this for a year. None of the product display ads have actually done anything compared to what I'm seeing from the lock screens. So when your device goes into sleep mode, it puts an ad on the screen. And I've seen way more activity there than I have on any of the sponsored products lists ads. And it could be that I just have crappy keywords. I have to figure out how to prune those, how to add more and take some off. I think the answer is in making a copy of an existing ad and tweaking it that way. So it's working out. I'm working on the product descriptions. I'm working on the ads don't have a lot of room for text, so I'm working on what they look like. Yeah, I worked up a sweat. Holy cow. Of course, I've been walking in the direct sun. The sun is up nicely in the sky. My body still thinks it's 9 o'clock, 9:15. It's really 10:15. I want more food. More coffee. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.